1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Heavy snow falling in the Colorado Mountains across the Continental Divide and Front Range. Blizzard conditions were reported along the Palmer Divide and eastward into the plains. Chain laws were in effect this morning on I-70 through the mountains, with delays and safety closures a possibility. Grand Junction is getting closer to naming an interim city manager to take the reins once Greg Caton leaves for Arizona early next month. Andrea Phillips, a former Pagosa Springs town manager, and Roger Tinklenberg, the former city manager for Commerce City, are undergoing a two-week vetting process before either can be hired. In the meantime, the city has signed on with a local government consulting firm to begin its search for a new permanent city manager. Mesa County Sheriff's investigators aren't saying anything about a body found on the side of the road in East Orchard, Mesa. A cyclist spotted the body of a man in the area of D and Upland Roads Saturday afternoon. Coroner's office expected to release the man's identity and cause and manner of death. Voters in the 4th Congressional District will have a unique ballot when the primary comes up June 25th. There will be Republican and Democrat ballots, each with the vacancy election as the last question. That question will decide who will replace Ken Buck for the 6 months remaining in his term. The price of gas in Colorado is up nearly a dime in Mesa County. The AAA average this morning, $3.19 a gallon. That's up from $3.10 last Monday. Statewide, the average stayed even at $3.06 a gallon. AAA says rising oil prices helped push the prices at the pump higher, the national average, up 11 cents in the past week. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.